Hi everyone, today we're reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 21, the first half of 21. I repeat, let no one think me foolish, but even if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I too may boast a little. What I'm saying with this boastful confidence, I say not as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. For you gladly bear with fools, being wise yourselves. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you, or devours you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or strikes you in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. Now, this passage here, it's pretty simple. Again, very like relational, as we see throughout 2 Corinthians. And what Paul's doing here is he's continuing to talk about his leadership, defending his authority over the church in Corinth, while also, as he's been doing in this chapter, denouncing the poor leadership and really the false teachers, the false prophets who had come to this church. He compares them to Satan, actually, people disguising themselves as angels of light. Right? They put on the facade, on the outside, there's like light. It seems like they're doing a good thing in their teaching, but on the inside, actually, they're like demonic. They're Satan. And here he's continuing in the same vein. And what he does here is he's asserting himself here in verses, this the whole passage here, really. But in some ways, he's doing it sarcastically. It's like, and what he says here is like, don't think of me as foolish. In some ways, he's saying, don't think I'm dumb. But I think what he's also getting is like, but hey, if you think of me as foolish, well, then let me boast as an example to you. And that's why he says in verse 18, I too will boast. But what Paul seems to be doing here in the first half of this passage is he's basically saying like, okay, fine. You're going to compare me. You're going to tell me like these other guys are better or I'm not good enough or whatever. They're going to say those things. He says, he's saying this. Okay, fine. I am going to play this silly game then of boasting and comparison. It's like, okay, fine. If that's where we're going to go, that's where I'll go now. Now, his actual boast that he's talking about will come in tomorrow's passage. We'll touch on it tomorrow, but it's not really that much of a boast in a worldly sense. But as we continue then to verses like 19 to the end here, before Paul gets to his actual boast, Paul's basically calling out the church in Corinth for putting up with these false teachers. And he's saying like, and that's why he's saying, fine, I'm going to play this stupid boasting game because it seems to be like the only way to reach you. It's like, if you're willing to listen to that, then fine, that's where I'm going to go. Now, he doesn't really do that, but that's kind of like the tone of what he's getting at here. Anyways, he tells them in verse 19 that you put up with these fools, these false teachers, these false prophets, these false apostles. But then in verse 20, he continues on. He's saying like, but not only that, you put up with these people who make slaves of you. They devour you. They take advantage of you. They're putting on airs. They're striking you in the face. He's pointing out like how bad these false teachers really were. And what he's essentially saying is these false teachers are using the church. They were using the church for their own gain. They were not acting in love towards the church. Rather, they're exerting like some sort of like authority, like a bad authority, like power trips over this church, taking their money maybe, enslaving them, treating them condescendingly, arrogantly. And in verse 21, Paul says, we were too weak for that. Again, sarcasm. He's saying like, hey, we were too weak, quote unquote, to act with that kind of pride, that bravado, or really that kind of arrogant, abusive kind of behavior. And in contrast, he doesn't say this here directly, but we can infer it and we see it in the whole of the book. Paul and his companions, like the real leaders, the true apostles, they've acted in love and humility towards this church. That has been their leadership. Now, what do we then get out of a passage like this? Now, I don't think any of us here are particularly concerned about like false teachers or bad pastors taking over a church or domineering us or controlling us. But Paul makes an important observation here. He points out to the church, hey, you're willing to put up with this kind of behavior and this false teaching in your lives. Now for us, maybe it's not specific people, but perhaps it's from like other things in our lives. In particular, we're willing to be enslaved to domineering masters. And those masters might not be people, but maybe it's like temptations or sin in our lives. There's like the need for approval, the desire to be liked by others. That rules, in a sense, in a domineering way over our hearts. The desire for control and for power, that rules over us. The desire for security, for riches, these are bad masters over us. And I think an exhortation or something we can learn from this is that, you know, let's not give into those kind of temptations, those kind of masters, but instead let us turn to Jesus, who is loving and gentle and humble and wants to bring us rest. You know, in our lives, there's a lot of things that can very easily master us, and we are so willing to just give into it. And I think what Paul would want us to know and what Jesus for sure wants us to know is that, hey, no, you don't put up with that. Find your freedom. Like, live wisely and surrender to me. I who am like humble and want to bring you rest and wants to bless you. This is who Jesus is to us. And so let's pray that those will be the leaders, like Jesus will be the leader that we follow after. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for this word, and we pray that we will not give in to temptations of this world, that we will not serve the world or any worldly masters, but we will only serve you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. We are too easily pleased or too easily give in, so help us. Give us courage and strength to fight against it, and may we find our joy and freedom in you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.